Blog Talk Radio.
Friday to you all. This is your host, Brandon Scher, and welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group and Corporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. For this week's show, I have chosen to talk about writer Suzanne Collins, who is perhaps best known as the author of the young adult The Hunger Games trilogy. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org or contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. Schools, organizations, coalitions, and individuals across the country are planning an unprecedented 15,000-plus events for National School Choice Week in January. To put this in perspective, consider this. National School Choice Week started in 2011 with 150 events. Now, 6 years later, and thanks to your dedication, National School Choice Week 2016 will be 100 times larger. All that they can say is thank you. We look forward to celebrating with you in January and to shining a spotlight on an effective education option for children. Take a look at the press release below and feel free to share this information with all. The National School Choice Week discussion will be tomorrow, Saturday, January 23rd, 2016, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Cabin Fever Coffee House, 312 Clinton Street in Defiance, Ohio. This information will be shared in the description below for your information. Don't forget to tune in to Shannon Williamson's show, in which she shares magical stories with her audience. To begin our program today, I would like to share a quote with you from one of Suzanne Collins' most popular works from the Hunger Games trilogy. This quote is from the book Mockingjay. It takes 10 times as long to put yourself back together as it does to fall apart. The youngest of four children, Suzanne Collins was born on August 10, 1962, in Hartford, Connecticut. The daughter of an Air Force officer, Suzanne Collins moved a considerable amount during her childhood, living in places like New York City and Brussels. For the Collins family, history was an immensely important topic. Much of that was driven by Collins' father, who taught history at the college level and was open with his kids about his military experience, including his deployment to Vietnam. Collins commented, quote, "I believe he felt a great responsibility and urgency about educating his children about war. He would take us frequently to places like battlefields and war monuments. It would start back with whatever had precipitated the war and moved up through the battlefield you were standing in, and through that and after that. It was a very comprehensive tour guide experience. So throughout our lives, we basically heard about war. Eventually, in the South, where Suzanne graduated high school from the Alabama School of Fine Arts in 1980. She then enrolled at Indiana University, where she graduated in 1985 as a double major in theater and telecommunications. She then went on to earn a master's degree in dramatic writing from New York University. Following graduate school, Collins moved into television, writing for several children's television programs, including Clarissa Explains It All and Little Bear. Her work for those shows soon caught the notice of James Primos, creator of the WB children's program Generation O, who hired Collins as his head writer. A big fan of her writing, it was him who urged Collins to try writing books. In 2003, Suzanne Collins published Gregor the Overlander, the first book of the Underland Chronicles. The book tells the tale of a boy and his discovery of a vast new world he discovers when he accidentally falls through the grate of the laundry room in his New York City apartment building. Gregor went to receive critical success and became a New York Times bestseller. The Underland Chronicles series was composed of this and four additional books, Gregor and the Prophecy Bane, Gregor and the Curse of the Warmbloods, Gregor and the Marxist Secret, and Gregor and the Code of Claw. However, despite the success of the Underland Chronicles, much greater popularity would come to Suzanne Collins a few short years later with the release of The Hunger Games. As Collins later recalled, The Hunger Games trilogy was born while she was watching television late one night. Flipping through the channels, Collins was suddenly struck by the lack of distinction between reality TV and coverage of the Iraq War. She commented, quote, "We have so much programming coming at us all the time. Is it too much? Are we becoming desensitized to the entire experience? I can't believe a certain amount of that isn't happening." The Hunger Games trilogy takes place in an unspecified future time and a dystopian post-apocalyptic nation of Panem, in the ruins of North America. The country consists of the wealthy capital located in the Rocky Mountains and 12 formerly 13 poorer districts ruled by the capital. The capital is lavishly rich and technologically advanced, but the 12 districts are in varying states of poverty. The trilogy's narrator and protagonist, Katniss Everdeen, lives in District 12, the poorest region of Panem, where people regularly die of starvation. As punishment for a past rebellion called the Dark Days against the capital, wherein 12 of the districts were defeated and the 13th supposedly destroyed, one boy and one girl from each of the 12 districts between the ages of 12 and 18 are selected by lottery to participate in the Hunger Games on an annual basis. The games are a televised event with the participants, called tributes, being forced to fight to the death in a dangerous public arena. The winning tribute and his or her home district is then rewarded with food, supplies, and riches. The purpose of the Hunger Games is to provide entertainment for the capital and to serve as a reminder to the district of the capital's power and lack of remorse. Suzanne Collins' story follows the life of Katniss as she fights in the Hunger Games and battles against the capital's cruel ways. For Collins, The Hunger Games and her other books touch on the very subjects, necessary and unnecessary wars, that her own father often discussed with her. He's actually often cited as one of the inspirations behind the Hunger Games trilogy. Suzanne commented, quote, "If we introduce kids to these ideas earlier, we could get a dialogue about war going earlier, and possibly it would lead to more solutions. I just feel it isn't discussed, not the way it should be. I think that's because it's uncomfortable for people. It's not pleasant to talk about. I know from my experience that we are quite capable of understanding things and processing them at an early age." The series' first book, The Hunger Games, was released in 2008. Within just 14 months, 1.5 million copies of the first two Hunger Games books were printed in North America alone. The Hunger Games was on the New York Times bestseller list for more than 60 weeks in a row. Its two sequels, Catching Fire and Mockingjay, were published in 2009 in 2010, respectively. Overall, the series has been a tremendous success, selling more than 50 million print and electronic copies. As a result of the significant popularity of the Hunger Games books, Suzanne Collins was named one of Time Magazine's most influential people of 2010. In March of 2012, Amazon announced that Collins had become the best-selling Kindle author of all time. Amazon also revealed that Collins had written 29 of the 100 most highlighted passages in Kindle ebooks. And on a separate Amazon list of recently highlighted passages, Collins had written 17 of the top 20. A film version of the first book, The Hunger Games, with a screenplay written by Collins, was released in 2012. Since then, four adventure films of the Hunger Games trilogy have been released. The Hunger Games film series is the 15th highest-grossing film franchise of all time, having grossed over $2.9 billion worldwide. In honor of The Hunger Games being such a successful literary work for Miss Suzanne Collins, I would like to share an excerpt from the beginning of The Hunger Games. "When I wake, the other side of the bed is cold. My fingers stretch out, seeking Prim's warmth, but finding only the rough canvas cover of the mattress. She must have had bad dreams and climbed in with our mother. Of course she did. This is the day of the reaping. I prop myself up on one elbow. There's enough light in the bedroom to see them. My little sister, Prim, curled up on her side, cocooned in my mother's body, their cheeks pressed together. In sleep, my mother looks younger, still worn, but not so beaten down. Prim's face is as fresh as a raindrop, as lovely as the primrose for which she was named. My mother was very beautiful once, too, or so they tell me. Sitting at Prince Knees guarding her is the world's ugliest cat. Mashed a nose, half of one ear missing, eyes the color of rotten squash. Prim named him Buttercup, insisting that his muddy yellow coat match the bright flower. He hates me, or at least distrusts me. Even though it was years ago, I think he still remembers how I tried to drown him in a bucket when Prim brought him home. Scrawny kitten, belly swollen with worms, crawling with fleas. The last thing I needed was another mouse to feed. But Prim begged so hard, cried even, I had to let him stay. It turned out okay. My mother got rid of the vermin, and he's a born mouser. He even catches the occasional rat. Sometimes when I clean a kill, I feed Buttercup Ventrails. He has stopped hissing at me. Ventrails. No hissing. This is the closest we will ever come to love. I swing my legs off the bed and slide into my hunting boots. Supple leather that is molded to my feet. I pull on trousers, a shirt, tuck my long, dark braid up into a cab, and grab my forage bag. On the table, under a wooden bowl to protect it from hungry rats and cats alike, sits a perfect little goat cheese wrapped in basil leaves. Prim's gift to me on Weeping Day. I put the cheese carefully in my pocket as I slip outside. A part of District 12, nicknamed the Seam, is usually crawling with coal miners, heading out to the morning shift at this hour. Men and women with hunched shoulders, swollen knuckles, many who have long since stopped trying to scrub the coal dust out of their broken nails, the lines of their sunken faces. Today, the black cinder streets are empty. Shutters on the squat gray houses are closed. The reaping isn't until 2. May as well sleep in, if you can. Our house is almost at the edge of the seam. I only have to pass a few gates to reach the scruffy field called the meadow. Separating the meadow from the woods, in fact enclosing all of District 12, chain link fence topped with barbed wire loops. In theory, it's supposed to be electrified 24 hours a day as a deterrent to the predators that live in the woods. Packs of wild dogs, lone cougars, bears that used to threaten our streets. But since we're lucky to get 2 or 3 hours of electricity in the evening, it's usually safe to touch. Even so, I always take a moment to listen carefully for the hum that means the fence is alive. Right now, it's silent as a stone. Concealed by a clump of bushes, I flatten out on my belly and slide under a 2-foot stretch that's been loose for years. There are several other weak spots in the fence, but this one is so close to home, I almost always enter the woods here. As soon as I'm in the trees, I retrieve a bow and stuff of arrows from a hollow log. Electrified or not, the fence has been successful at keeping the flesh eaters out of District 12. Inside the woods, they roam freely, and there are added concerns like venomous snakes, animals, and no real paths to follow. But there's also food if you know how to find it. My father knew, and he taught me some before he was blown to bits in a mine explosion. There was nothing even to bury. I was 11 then. 5 years later, I still wake up screaming for him to run. Even though trespassing the woods is illegal, and poaching carries the severest of penalties, more people would risk it if they had weapons, but most are not bold enough to venture out with just a knife. My bow is a rarity, crafted by my father along with a few others that I keep well hidden in the woods, carefully wrapped in waterproof covers. My father could have made good money selling them, but if the officials found out, he would have been publicly executed for inciting a rebellion. Most of the peacekeepers turn a blind eye to the few of us who hunt, because they're as hungry for fresh meat as anybody is. In fact, they're among our best customers. But the idea that someone might be harming this team would never have been allowed. In the fall, a few brave souls sneak into the woods to harvest apples, but always in sight of the meadow, always close enough to run back to the safety of District 12 if trouble arises. District 12, where you can starve to death in safety, I mutter. So I glance quickly over my shoulder. Even here, even in the middle of nowhere, you worry someone might overhear you. When I was younger, I scared my mother to death of things I would blurt out about District 12, about the people who rule our country, Panem, from the far-off city called the capital. Eventually, I understood this would only lead us to more trouble. So I learned to hold my tongue and to turn my features into an indifferent mask so that no one could ever read my thoughts. Do my work quietly in school, make only polite small talk in the public markets, discuss little more than trades in the hob, which is the black market where I make most of my money, even at home, where I am less pleasant. I avoid discussing tricky topics of food shortages or the Hunger Games. Prim might begin to repeat my words. And then, where would we be? Thank you to everyone for tuning into this week's show. Next week, I will be having an interview with Robert Green, founder of the nonprofit organization Shining Warrior. You can learn more about the organization at www.shiningwarrior.org. I hope that you enjoyed this little excerpt from The Hunger Games, and I do recommend that if you have not had the chance to read the book, that you do go out and pick up a copy to read The Hunger Games, because I do think that despite them mainly targeting young adults, I do think that they're appropriate to be read really by all audiences, adults or young adults. So I do recommend that if you have the chance to read the trilogy, because I do find them to be very interesting and to follow a great story that touches bases on some history and some science fiction. I think it would be perfectly fit to close off our program today with a small excerpt from The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. This is somewhat in the form of a poem. In the meadow, hidden far away, a cloak of leaf, a moonbeam ray. Forget your woes and let your troubles lay. And when it's morning again, they'll wash away. Here it's safe. Here it's warm. Here the daisies guard you from every harm. Here your dreams are sweet, and tomorrow brings them true. Here is the place where I love you. Once again, thank you for listening to this show that was dedicated to author Suzanne Collins. Have a great rest of the week, everyone, and stay safe. Take care.